How to make a suggestion.
如何建议
Or
怎么建议
When we make a suggestion in English, we often begin the phrase with words such as, would you like to, or why don't we, and it is phrased as a question. In Chinese, you can ask a question such as,
你要不要看电影
But that's more of an inquiry than a suggestion. There are a few common, friendly ways to make gentle suggestions in Chinese.One uses the sound ba in a neutral tone, usually at the end of a short sentence, stating the activity. It is along the lines of let's. There is most likely a context where such a short sentence has clear meaning. Ba is not a word in and of itself, although it has a character so that the idea of suggestions of this nature can also be written, though this would only be for less formal writing of dialogue.The use of a non-word sound is similar to how the Chinese language uses one of the tones of ma to form a question, as in the following example.
你要看电影吗?
In using ba, what might otherwise seem to be a plain descriptive statement like
你在看电影?
Or command
你现在去看电影?
Is turned into a suggestion of care or camaraderie.
你跟他们去看电影吧。我们看这部电影吧。
Or humor.
我的冰淇淋吃完了，你给我你的冰淇淋吧。
Other times, the sound n is used to lend a tone of suggestion or light inquiry. For instance,
你要看电影呢，还是你要睡觉？
One way I have heard it used a lot is as a follow-up to another statement in the matter of
我喜欢冰淇淋,你呢?
If one is feeling a bit playful about the suggestion or implied question, then the sound oh might be employed at the end of the sentence.
你给我你的冰淇淋哦?
If other words are used like should in
你应该给我你的冰淇淋
An ending sound is probably not used since the much stronger suggestion has already been made. If the suggested activities are separate and or the statement longer, the common word for can in the sense of I can if it is okay could be used. For instance,
你一边看这部电影，我可以一边吃你的冰淇淋。
Or one of my favorite suggestions,
你一边开车，我可以一边睡觉。
You can see that one frequently needs to hear the whole sentence in Chinese before getting a good idea of what is going on in the communication. Sometimes, with my limited understanding of Chinese, I find it funny that I understand the tone of overheard conversations without knowing exactly what is being said, from hearing all the little sounds they make at the end of things, but it's a start. And if I am involved, I can always say,
你们说慢一点吧。